The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It is always good to be self-aware and to be tuned in to what is important and what we are doing and what we must do. Rushing about can often lead to mistakes. As once happened, the Archbishop of Canterbury in London. He was rushing to catch a train in London. But in his haste, he accidentally jumped into the wrong passenger car of the train and found himself in a carriage full of inmates from a mental hospital. They were all dressed in mental hospital clothing. Just as the train pulled out of the station, an orderly came in and began to count the inmates. And he began 1, 2, 3, 4. And then he saw a very distinguished looking gentleman in a black suit and a clerical shirt. And he said, "Who are you?" And the man replied, "I'm the Archbishop of Canterbury." And he said, "That's fine. 5, 6, 7. Very important to be tuned in to what's important in any one moment, even to getting onto the wrong and right passenger car of a train. Then we come along to today's gospel, Martha and Mary receiving Jesus into their home. It seems like Jesus was no stranger in that place. Martha and Mary, though, take very different approaches in how they welcome their guest. Martha continues the work of preparation, which seems to be what any of us would have wanted to do. Yet, it is Mary who sits at Jesus' feet who is appreciated. Jesus saying that she made the better choice. Not easy listening for those who like to have everything just perfect when a visitor is on the way. Jesus seems to have had a very busy working calendar. He never mentions having a day off, but he does have special places of retreat. He didn't just go to quiet places up the mountains in order to pray. He also enjoyed the company of his friends. Today he goes to Martha and Mary's house. Martha and Mary are sisters of Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. Their home is located in the village of Bethany, which is just a walk east of Jerusalem. It was a place where Jesus felt at home and a place where he could relax. The gospel story tells us about that visit, and this story follows the parable about the Good Samaritan that we heard last weekend. These two events in the life of Jesus provide the Christian with an example of how to live a life of faith. There are many life lessons that Jesus teaches us through the scriptures. Perhaps in this one, he draws attention to the importance of balance in life. Balance between work and worship, between doing and listening, between active faith and nourishing our faith by prayer. Without this balance, life can sometimes become difficult, lopsided. You may have heard of this term, which is a modern term or thing called mindfulness. Mindfulness, like meditation, creates a quiet place. And for the Catholic, it creates a quiet place where God might enter in. Prayer might be easier if we weren't so focused on what we have just done or on what we must do next. And mindfulness helps us to focus on the now. Sadly, we don't always appreciate this present moment. Many of us can grow into adulthood with a poor self-image. We do not always like ourselves that much. So we have a compulsive need to earn our worth. Work is assumed to be a source of identity and worth. The person who enjoys work may be even worse off than the person who finds it dull and tiresome, because the tendency is to make work an all-consuming passion. Some of us can literally work ourselves to death. Today, Jesus lets Martha know that her value, her true value, isn't dependent on her busy life. It's amazing how many Martha-type characters there are out there. Maybe there's even some Martha-type characters in church this morning or following the liturgy at home. There are facts to prove this up. In the US, over the next 12 months, around 20,000 tons of aspirins will be taken. That's 225 tablets per person, or 2/3 of one tablet per day per person, which suggests that almost everybody in America has a headache at most times of the day. Hopefully it's not listening to an Irishman. You may be aware of a study that was conducted some time ago that said that in the earlier 20th century, the biggest killer of people was infectious diseases. In the earliest 21st century, the top 10 killers of humanity are stress-related illnesses. While we have better medicine and some have better economic conditions, our lives are very complicated. We have become so busy, there's only so much we can take. There's an Anderson cartoon depicted in the New Yorker magazine many years ago. And the cartoon was shown in three little boxes on the newspaper. In the first box, there was a truck marked 8 tons maximum on the side of the truck, and the truck was full up to the top. It was driving towards a bridge that said 8 tons maximum. In the second box of the cartoon, the lorry, the truck, was just on the bridge when a bluebird comes and lands on top of it. And in the third frame of the cartoon, the bridge is gone, the truck is gone, and the bluebird is wondering what happened. The bridge was designed for 8 tons. The truck weighed exactly that. The bridge could hold up under its limit, but it couldn't hold 8 tons and one bluebird. And of course, the story is wonderfully silly. But to be sure, all bridges have their breaking point, the point at which that bluebird would be just too much. But you know, it isn't really that the bluebird was there. The problem was the 8 tons was already in existence. We all have bluebird troubles. We all are burdened by the facts of our busy lives, which can often load us down to our maximum load. Then we let little things get the best of us, little bluebirds of nothingness, tiny bluebirds of no importance. Just the thing to bring us down. Every person has a limit, and it's important to pay attention to that limit, to watch out for the warning signs of one of those bluebirds too many. Today we come to God's house. We know we will be nourished at his table soon. Today's challenge is not to be distracted by what isn't really central or important. Yes, there are things we have to do, but our true value does not depend on doing those things. Our true value lies in the fact that we are God's son or daughter. And while he does ask us to act on his behalf, to be his hands, his eyes, his voice, his feet, there's also a value in stopping, hearing his word, thinking about it. Lord, help us to recognize the value of now, as Martha did. Yesterday is a cancelled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Today is cash in hand. Spend it wisely.